to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact, my view is quite the opposite.
That's Attorney General Eric Holder insisting in a recent hearing that he wasn't involved. He didn't even know anything about the Department of Justice going after journalists. Who believes that? The question, and that's the discussion in part. Eric Holder and what's going on in the Justice Department and whether he goes away. Number one this week on the countdown. This is the world of news talk radio in the focus once again for the week of Friday, May 31st. Running up the list, starting at number one, the list here of the top 10 determined by talkers.com, which you can go online to at any time. Anytime during the week, find out what's going on in the talk radio industry with your favorite hosts and stations, that kind of stuff. The comings and goings of the world of news talk radio, important stuff, and you can review it at talkers.com. Adam Levine and what he said on The Voice, number 10 this week. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 9. Pakistan drone attack, number 8. Immigration reform, number 7. Michelle Bachmann's announcement, number 6. The Ryson letter, number 5. Number 4 is the hacking scandal. The Chinese are in trying to find out what's going on in our military. Syria and the usual hoo-ha over there, including getting Russian missiles. Number 3, the IRS scandal, still at number 2, an important item. And Eric Holder, the Justice Department, that sort of thing, the heat's being turned up on him. That's number 1. And as witness of that, here's Martha McCallum talking to Congressman Randy Forbes of Virginia about the heat being really focused on Holder. The Justice Department, as you'll recall, seized phone information, computer records from journalists, and whether or not Holder told the truth.
Well, the House Judiciary Committee is now demanding that U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder answer several key questions about his testimony on the Justice Department's reporter snooping case. Republican lawmakers are investigating whether he lied under oath when he made this statement.
With regard to the potential prosecution of the press for the disclosure of material, that is not something that I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact, my view is quite the opposite. That
well, we're going to look into that statement and where we are now with that statement. Meanwhile, Eric Holder's job performance approval polls, this is a three-year spread here. So now you've got 28% approval versus 36 3 years ago. But look at the disapproval increase there. Back in May of 2010, it was 27%. Now the disapproval rating for Eric Holder is at 40%. So that's a look at how he stands right now in these numbers. You know, I want to take a look at a little bit of your colleague Bob Goodlatte's letter, because it really breaks down very specifically the questions that you all have for Eric Holder. It says, how can you claim to have never been involved in the potential prosecution of a member of the media, but you were admittedly involved in, quote, discussions regarding Mr. Rosen's emails? There seems to be a lot of contradiction here. How do you plan to get at the truth here?
Well, Martha, I think one of the things American people expect, they don't expect their leaders to be flawless, but they expect them to be honest, and especially the chief law enforcement officer of the United States. And Mr. Holder, despite what Mr. Carney said, Mr. Carney was saying that he was talking about actual prosecutions. That's not what he was talking about. In fact, his own words that you just played said potential prosecutions. And he said with potential prosecutions of the press, he'd never even heard of any of this. And yet, Martha, I've got a copy of the application they had for search warrant. And as you know, they don't say that they're on a fishing expedition. They state in this application that there was probable cause that Mr. Rosen had committed a crime. If there was not even the potential for prosecution, whoever filed this application needs to not only lose their job, but lose their license to practice law, because they clearly misrepresented this to the court. So we plan to make sure that we have given Mr. Holder another opportunity to clarify everything he said. But I think when all of this clears out, Martha, we're going to find out that he didn't tell the truth to the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, you know, there's a number of issues that are brought up in all of the questions that are laid out in Bob Goodlatte's letter. And, you know, one of them is, did the DOJ intend to prosecute, which is the issue that you're bringing up here? Because clearly, you know, they claimed that James Rosen was a potential flight risk. and that that was the reason that they couldn't disclose the matter to him and to Fox News, because they feared that if he knew that they were snooping and looking at his phone calls and his emails, that he might be a flight risk. So, you know, really they built a very strong case that there might be some sort of criminal reason why they should have the right to track him without his knowing about it. So then to say, oh, there was never any intention to prosecute, makes you wonder, well, then why the heck would you need to have all of this built in if you never intended to prosecute?
Up next, more on Mr. Holder and the Justice Department. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this past week.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambaren. Ambaren is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambaren is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambaren with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, if people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, that's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale, now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
We're continuing on our way up the list here. Doug Steffen on the Countdown Show. Top 10 topics this week. Attorney General Holder and Department of Justice number one on this week's Countdown. Host Charlie Brennan with correspondent Jill Jackson about how serious the scandal may be for Mr. Holder and the speculation on whether it's time for him to hit the road.
He's been under fire before, but never quite as much as right now, I think. It looks like both sides are taking aim at him. Am I right?
They are. I mean, it's definitely mostly on the Republican side, though Democrats also have some concerns. It all stems back to May 15th hearing where he was talking about the Justice Department's probe of AP records related to a sensitive classified investigation that was made public by an AP reporter. He was asked by a Democrat, actually, whether it was possible for reporters to be prosecuted for disclosing sensitive information under the Espionage Act of 1917. And his response, and this is what got him into trouble, is saying, that's not something I've ever been involved in, heard of, or would think would be a wise policy. In fact, my view is quite the opposite. Then we learned, just after the hearing a couple days later, that that the Attorney General actually was involved in discussions related to getting the emails of a Fox News reporter. And in the search warrant for those emails, this was related to reporting on North Korea's nuclear ambitions. In that search warrant, they call Rosen, the Fox News reporter, a co-conspirator. So Republicans are asking, how can you say you've never been involved in discussions about potential prosecutions when you in this when you were involved in at least involved in discussions rather than, I mean, possibly even approving the subpoena or the search warrant for these emails?
So they're bringing up the P word,
mm-hmm.
perjury.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've been saying, you know, whether he lied, whether he perjured himself. The House Judiciary Committee, which is where he testified, sent him a letter yesterday with 8 questions asking how he can say that he's never been involved in potential prosecutions of a member of the media, but was involved in those Rosen email discussions, and whether there was an intention by the Justice Department to possibly prosecute James Rosen for disclosing sensitive information.
Now, would Holder's people say, well, he was referring to the AP investigation and was not thinking of the James Rosen case at the time?
You know, there has been some indication of that, but not outright. What the White House spokesman Jay Carney told reporters yesterday was that there's an extremely large distinction between calling a reporter or describing a reporter as a co-conspirator and actually charging him with a crime. Now, that in some ways seems like splitting hairs. This is definitely still a sensitive situation, and I think one that's going to be hard to talk their way out of. But the Attorney General is going to have to respond to the committee's questions by June 5th, and hopefully we'll have more a sense of what he was thinking from those answers.
Crystal Ball talking now to Tom Brokaw about the scandal with the Holder, and a poll that indicates that most people don't seem to think that it's a very big deal.
Attorney General Eric Holder has extended an olive branch of sorts to major media outlets in the wake of the AP leak scandal, and a number of them are not impressed. Holder invited Washington bureau chiefs from television and print to meet with him and discuss rules on warrants and subpoenas for reporters' records as part of leak investigations. The catch? The meetings with Holder must be off the record. The Associated Press, the New York Times, and others won't be attending. The AP claims it wants any meeting to be on the record, meaning they could publish stories about it after. Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner has been one of Holder's harshest critics, both in that hearing and in the weeks following it. He appeared with Andrea Mitchell earlier this afternoon, demanding once again that the AG step down.
Either Holder did sign off on an allegation that Rosen violated the Espionage Act, or he didn't know that that was in the affidavit that was filed in the court, and he doesn't know what's going on in his own department. Either case, he ought to resign, and because he's lost the trust of Congress, and he's lost the trust of the American people.
I want to talk about, to start with, the sort of public perception of this scandal. There's a new Quinnipiac poll showing that only 15% believe that the AP investigation is a pressing controversy, and they looked at that vis-a-vis the AP investigation, Benghazi, and the IRS targeting of conservative groups. Is this story more of a media fascination because it's about the media than a public interest story?
Well, because the public is not terribly interested doesn't make it unimportant, frankly, at this point. I do think that there are very important issues that are involved here on both sides, by the way. The government feels very strongly that it was a violation, probably, of the Espionage Secret Acts, that there was intel that they had developed in a very short-term basis that they didn't want the North Koreans to know about at a critical time. It got out. They went at the reporter and the source, in my judgment, in a ham-handed fashion. And then the explanations afterward took a very circuitous route between what the Attorney General had to say before the hearings, what he said publicly, what the White House is saying. I do believe that this meeting absolutely should be on the record. Let the sunshine in.
Of course.
Let's find out what the defense is, what the press institutions have to say.
Coming up, we shift our focus to the IRS in Syria here on the continuation of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Number two on this week's countdown is the IRS. More scandal. Scandal fatigue. Are you feeling it? Here's host Ro Khan with former chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, about the case against the IRS.
NBC, your parent company, if you like to say, did this story today. You, of course, are at MSNBC. Did this story today. Lisa Myers, great Washington, senior Washington correspondent there. She said that, look, that Jay Sekulow, who is, I'm sure you're familiar with, you know, was representing as a lawyer, is a conservative lawyer representing conservative action groups, and he represents his 27 of these groups that got held up, and he's got letters, bounce back letters from the IRS, including ones that have been appeared to have been stamped from Lois Lerner's office and other higher ups.
Right.
So, what does this mean? Do you think for the IRS?
Well, you know, it just shows that either these guys had their head up there, you know what, and for the IRS, that's really saying something. there was this systematic and very deliberate effort inside the organization, and how high up it goes remains to be seen, that they were going to, you know, execute on a political agenda. And I think that you're going to find more and more as this thing begins to unravel itself, more and more details are going to be very difficult for the agency and the administration to step away from. And, you know, they started yesterday coming out and over the weekend with this ruse of, well, you know, well, actually, you know, there were organizations that we have discovered were actually committing, you know, particular activities that were in violation of the spirit of the law, if not the letter of the law. Well, that, okay, fine. You can line up 10 people. You'll find maybe one or two of them in their organizations that didn't fill out the form the right way or you're behaving in a manner contrary to the law. But that still doesn't give the IRS the right or the authority to segregate those individuals out and to tag them politically. And that's what we're talking about here. So we've got to be very careful not to get away from the underlying problem, and that is the overzealous and unconstitutional behavior of the IRS.
Series number three in the countdown from affiliate WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Host Travis Buehler talks to Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about what she thinks needs to happen in Syria.
As a member of the Committee on Homeland Security and just knowing your past voting records, you seem to be focused
focused on that line between fighting the war on terrorism and defending our rights as people. So, you know, my question, in light of John McCain talking to the Syrian rebels, and which are in many ways linked to the Sunni Muslim extremist groups that are kind of the same philosophical background as Al-Qaeda.
Well, actually, I also just saw the headlines about John McCain's visit, I guess, into Syria. Earlier this month, I was in, I took my first overseas trip as a U.S. senator, and I was in Turkey along the Syrian border, and we also had the chance not to meet so much with the Syrian Free Army representatives, as I understand Senator McCain did, but with some of the folks who are trying to organize a successor government for when Assad falls. And we grilled them about the very questions you raise, which are causing us such great concern, is there a chance for a successor government to be composed of moderates? And do they have the capacity among the folks who oppose Assad from sort of marginalizing or kicking out the extremists, including al-Nusra, that is very closely affiliated with al-Qaeda? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're going to contemplate any additional steps to beyond the humanitarian and non-lethal aid that we're giving right now, I think we have to feel very certain that these, you know, these weapons, if that's what is being contemplated, don't get into the hands of those who are plotting against us.
Chinese hackers and more rice and letters are in the focus next on the Countdown Show.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult, valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with a welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're overviewing things in the last week of May 2013, up to number 4 on the countdown. Are those Chinese hackers? Here's host Chet Walker talking to CBS military analyst Mike Lyons about a recent cyber attack, Chinese hackers accessing important military information.
Hackers have accessed designs for more than 24 major U.S. weapon systems. This is according to a devastating classified report a Pentagon advisor shared with the Washington Post. Although the report from the Defense Science Board did not identify the hackers, senior military and industrial officials with knowledge of the breaches say they come primarily from China. Are these hackers stealing our military information? They're connected to the Chinese government? We're pretty sure of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get your head around this. The level and depth and breadth of what the Pentagon is saying has been exposed here. I mean, 29 weapon systems, both present and future. And this is something that's been going on, obviously, for a long time, targeting hundreds, really, of defense contractors and the Pentagon itself. And it's just, you know, the amount of people involved has got to be extensive. It's all going back to China, we say, and that's kind of this great landmass, I guess, where this is emanating from. But it's pretty incredible in terms of the amount of information that's seems to be out there right now.
Well, I saw a report and it showed like our $1 trillion jet fighters that, you know, we spent all this taxpayer money on for our defense, and 4 years later the same plane shows up over in China.
Yeah, I mean, the Chinese have copied traditionally things that have come from the West in the past. I mean, from a retail side, from a product side in that regard. But now copying some of these designs from the military perspective does create a problem. Now, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have all the secrets and they have all of what's going on. I mean, we manufacture in this country, you know, literally hundreds and thousands of specific parts that go into these aircraft, these vehicles. that's highly confidential, highly classified, specific polymers that work under certain conditions. So, you know, the level of engineering that we have is very detailed, and whether they have that detail remains to be seen.
Well, let's talk about from the defensive side. Couldn't the Chinese, just by having some of this information, come up with a defense against what we've already built our weaponry for?
Well, that's possible, but again, they're still so very far behind from a military perspective. I mean, we have, you know, 11 aircraft carriers, they have one. What they have on their side is 1 billion people. I mean, from that perspective, it gives them a tremendous advantage, but from an absolute defensive side, hard to say. And that assumes that we're going to engage in offensive operations. I mean, we're traditionally not an offensive type country in terms of, you know, first strike. That's not really our military objectives.
More Rice and Letters. Number 5 on the countdown, here's host Ray Steele talking to terrorism expert Peter Bearing about what we can do to stop these rice and poison letters from being used against public officials.
We have letters sent to Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Bloomberg's gun control group in Washington, and President Obama getting these letters. Not long ago, we had rice and letters sent to Senator in Mississippi. We've had rice and letters sent in the past, although lately they seem to be increasing in frequency. Ricin's made from castor beans, which, as far as I know, we can't outlaw castor beans. So what do we do about ricin? We see these increasing in frequency. We saw it many years ago. It went away. And now all of a sudden, it's in vogue again, if you will, almost, to send ricin through the mail. Question is, since this seems like one of those things, it's difficult to stop at the source because it's made from a perfectly legal substance.
Well, what we know about many of these sorts of plots is that they use things that are completely legal in one sense, and they become illegal when they are used as a means of a threat or to do some harm to someone. And that's the critical distinction here, is that, yes, it's completely legal to have castor beans. There are legitimate purposes to have them, but they, once their toxin is distilled from them, then they stop being legal, and certainly when they are inserted into an envelope or some other mechanism to be used for illicit purposes, then they stop being legal. The challenge is that, like so many other things, mail is fairly ubiquitous, and it comes to our mailboxes, it comes to our offices, it comes to all sorts of places, and people tend to not pay very much attention to it. We saw that problem here in Indianapolis as far back as 1998, when we had the first sets of threats involving anthrax powders that were delivered in envelopes to various places. And this is really nothing new. It's just happening in 2013, not in 1998 or 2001 or 2005, which is when we have had the last versions of it.
Up next, Michelle Bachman, immigration and drones are on the list, and they're on the way here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former President Bill Clinton wrote his book, Giving, as an inspiring look at how each of us can change the world. We spoke with him about his own experiences and those of other givers, which represent a global rush of non-governmental, non-profit humanitarian activity.
I met Bono and The Edge and the other guys in U2 in Chicago in 1992. I was campaigning for president. We were staying in the same hotel. We had a chance to meet. When I went to Ireland, Bono supported what I was doing in the Irish peace process. So I was there in December of 95, and we had 100,000 people on the street in Dublin. And Bono and The Edge came, and he gave me an autographed, a signed copy of poems by William Butler Yeats, the great, most of us think, the greatest Irish poet. In my second term, we worked very hard on debt relief for the poorest countries. Bono came in and actually personally persuaded Jesse Helms, the very conservative Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to support our initiative for debt relief for poor countries. And we helped millions and millions of people through this to get jobs, to go to school, to get health care. Then after I left office, he continued to work on AIDS, and I stood up my AIDS project around the world, so we worked on that together. And we've just been very good friends. I just came back from Dublin, actually, where I stayed in a hotel that he owns part of, and I had dinner with Bono, The Edge, Ronnie Wood of the Rolling Stones, and the Nobel Prize-winning poet, Seamus Heaney. It was fascinating talking to them.
That's former President Bill Clinton on his book, Giving. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
The hot hits in talk radio for the week. I'm Doug Steffen at number 6 on the countdown. Michelle Bachman announcing that she was retiring. Here's host Chad Hartman with Doug Groh from the Minnesota Post, who says Republicans may actually be more relieved than Democrats that Michelle Bachman has decided not to seek another term in Congress.
I didn't see this coming. I'll give credit to one of your colleagues, though. I'm looking at MinPost. April 22nd, Eric Black, headline, Why It's Increasingly Likely Michelle Bachman Will Retire.
You know, there was scuttlebutt, and some of it, I think, was optimism on the part of some Republicans. The irony here is that I think that Republicans may be more relieved than Democrats.
I agree with you.
At Ms. Bachman's decision.
I agree with you 100%. Now, I had Ron Kerry on a couple hours ago, former state GOP chair. He was one of numerous chief of staffs at times. He said he thought she was just tired of not having enough power in Congress, that she looked at the Jim DeMint model and felt like she could be more persuasive that way. He's very plugged in, but here's what confuses me, Doug. If that's the truth, why does she run all these ads? Why does she raise all this money so early in this in 2013?
I think that one, that's her power, is her ability to raise money. And that's a power that for a little while will last. She's got a national base of true believers, who may even continue to give her some money for her PAC. As I understand it, she can also use those funds, in her legal defense.
Yep.
On issues that are coming out of her presidential bid, and she may need that money. And also, I suspect she was going to keep the door open a little while. But money was her strength. It will be less so now because she's going to quickly discover, my guess is, that nobody really cares what Representative Bachman has to say after she's no longer a U.S. representative.
Why do you think she's leaving?
I suspect she's tired. I suspect she realizes there's a chance she could lose. I suspect that this investigation in Iowa is a grind. You know, I think there's all sorts of reasons that that this is the closest she's going to get to going out on top. She doesn't have any power in Washington, and that's by her choice. When you never play the game in the world of seniority and in a world of committees and all of those things, if you never play the game, you're never going to have power in D.C.
Immigration reform number 7. That's the next item on the countdown with host Dick Helton, conversing with California Assemblyman Bob Wachowski about a bill that has been put forth to allow illegal immigrants to serve on juries.
At the top of virtually every list of what it says to be legally qualified jury services are the words, be a United States citizen. Why should California be different?
Well, because I think it's more desirable, Dick. It makes, you know, our basic concept of juries is that we should be tried by a group of our peers. And today in California, in our neighborhoods and in our businesses, we have permanent legal non-citizens that are there. And that minority group, their voice is really important to what we call democracy and that decision-making.
A lot of people would say this is another measure, especially here in California, that sort of further dilutes, you know, the rights and privileges of being a citizen.
Well, not really. I mean, if you look at we got our jury system from England, and for 700 years, the English always had mixed juries. They had some citizens, some non-citizens, and we actually had that in America at the beginning of our country, up till the mid-1840s, that we had non-citizens and citizens in there to reflect the values of the communities that we live in. So I just, you know, there are many scholars and constitutionalists that think it's a positive step. It helps those who live in California who may be part of that minority feel that the legitimacy of the decisions are greater because it has a widespread group of those people living in our community and our peers.
Is there another part of this also that it's difficult sometimes just to get a full jury pool? I mean, is the reality that you're just trying to add more people in?
Yes. There's that reality too, because you know most you talk to people about they got notice to serve on a jury and all, they're complaining. It's an obligation that we have, and to get more folks in the system is a positive thing also.
It is important to recognize that these are people who are here legally.
Oh, absolutely. And some of them are attorneys. I mean, I have a friend in the Bay Area. She's a public defender, and she's on the Ginni Commission that makes recommendations to judges, and she's a British citizen. She's never got American citizenship, and she's advising the governor on who should be the judges of our system. So these are all permanent people who are domiciled, who live in California, that ordinarily you wouldn't know their status as citizen or non-citizen. They work with us.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the recent drone attack in Pakistan. From our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell talks to Middle East correspondent Jerry Van Dyke about this particular attack, which came a week after the president's speech about the administration's new policy using drones.
The White House is declining to confirm reports that a U.S. drone killed the Pakistani Taliban second-in-command. White House spokesman Jay Carney says if the reports were true, the death of Walalur Rahman would deprive the militant group of its chief military strategist involved in the horrific attacks against America at a CIA base in Afghanistan, other attacks against Pakistani civilians and soldiers. Let's bring in CBS News Pakistan-Afghanistan consultant Jerry Van Dyke to discuss the significance of this, also the fact that it's really the first drone attack in Pakistan after President Obama's speech last week. Jerry?
Absolutely right, Alan, and even more so, it was announced by Pakistani intelligence. So what this shows is that the United States is working, again, in tandem with the ISI. The United States does, yes, it has two bases in Pakistan, one in Balochistan and one in not so far from Waziristan, where the drones are kept. They go up in the air, of course, but they need what we used to call in the Vietnam area. You need people on the ground. You need forward observers on the ground to see where to go. There is a working relationship with the CIA and with Pakistani intelligence to find out where, at what time, these individuals are there. And particularly important for the CIA because, as you alluded to in your just stated very clearly there, this takes place because, more than anything else, the CIA is furious that in 2009, 7 of its individuals were killed at host at a place called Chapman Forward Operating Base in along the Afghan-Pakistani border, and the U.S. wanted its revenge. We don't know if it got it, because neither the White House nor Pakistan is saying it's clear yet, but the possibilities are certainly there.
But to reiterate, this appears to have been done with the knowledge, cooperation of the Pakistani authorities.
Without a doubt. The United States could not have done this very clearly without them, because, or they wanted, even more than that, they wanted Pakistan to be able to take credit for it, because Pakistan is showing it wants to show the United States that it is very much on our side. The United States is now leaving Afghanistan. We have a new civilian government in Pakistan that has said Nawaz Sharif, who has said that he wants to negotiate with the Taliban. He's opposed to drone strikes. The United States and Pakistan are finding a way to work together to try and bring this to an end.
Up next, the Martin Zimmerman case and Adam Levine's voice flap when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's get to number 9 on the countdown here, the Martin Zimmerman case. Talk host Jimmy Cefalo with legal analyst Bill Shepard. They discussed some of the rulings that have come out this week that'll make things more difficult for George Zimmerman when the trial actually gets started next month.
A double whammy against the George Zimmerman defense team. Judge Deborah Nelson has ruled that attorneys may not mention Trayvon Martin's school suspension record during the trial.
It will not be mentioned during opening statement, and it will not be mentioned at all without a prior ruling of the court.
Nelson also refused to allow the neighborhood watch leader's attorneys from talking about Martin's past marijuana use.
The communication about previously used marijuana, the state's motion will be granted. That will not come in.
So where do they go from here? Now, there was THC in the system, the active ingredient in marijuana, and so there will be some, I guess, conversation about that night and whether or not he was high or whether he was not high, I would imagine. How could he keep that from coming in? And whether or not they could use that, and will the door be opened inadvertently by someone testifying on behalf of Trayvon Martin to lend itself to past marijuana. How do you think this plays out for the defense team? I mean, they're getting shut out, it seems, to the novice like me.
Well, they're getting shut out on these rulings, but I think Judge Nelson left the door open. You were alluding to it before. If testimony comes out during the trial that somehow makes this information relevant, she's left her ruling in such a way that they can get that information in front of the jury.
Right.
And I think one other important point is not only will the trial be subject to that potential testimony, but she also said that during voir dire, the lawyers may raise the issue.
Right.
So that's an opportunity in Florida state court that you don't really have in federal court, where you can present portions of your case to try and determine whether an individual juror has a history or something in their own life that would make them not the right juror for this case. So that's a real opportunity, I think, for the defense to try and plant this issue.
Yeah, I guess not a big surprise that the past text messaging photos of, I think there was a photo of a marijuana plant that someone had taken that was part of his social media. There was a photo of a gun, someone holding a gun. That was not going to come in either.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they were right to try and raise those issues, and the state was right to get this ruling in advance so that they can protect it from coming in. In sort of gang RICO cases where you might see a broader perspective of a particular defendant or victim be relevant to the trial, in a case like this where the facts are pretty narrow in their timeline, it's just courts are reluctant to let that sort of information in.
And the number 10 item on the countdown this week, Adam Levine's voice flap. Here's from CNN, Kate Baldwin, talking to Entertainment Weekly's Kyle Anderson about this week's episode of The Voice, where Adam Levine said, quote, "I hate this country."
Being kicked off a singing competition like NBC's The Voice is tough for the talented contestants, but this time it was the coach who seemed to take the eliminations hardest. After realizing he would lose at least one of his team members, Adam Levine made this off-the-cuff comment during a live broadcast.
"I hate this country."
Immediately setting off a firestorm of angry tweets. "I think I hate Maroon 5 just as much as Adam Levine hates America," said one. Another read, "Adam Levine just said I hate this country on TV. Not a smart move, dude. Not smart at all." Levine quickly turned to Twitter himself to apologize.
People were calling for him to be fired from the show and deported, which I don't think is a possible thing. But he tweeted in response the dictionary definitions of joke and misunderstanding. It was kind of very kind of cheeky about it.
Like the Maroon 5 frontman, many viewers were shocked when one-time frontrunner Judith Hill was booted from the competition. The Voice made Hill a standout, but she had come close to stardom prior to the show. She was hired as a backup singer for Michael Jackson, but the tour was canceled when Jackson died in 2009. Many of the remaining contestants are country singers, raising the questions of who's watching and who's voting.
You know, when you get these people that are more geared towards country music, I think that tends to be more of a safer option, a more kind of comfortable option for a lot of people than someone who's more of a pop voice or an R&B voice.
After American Idol, singers Chris Daughtry and Jennifer Hudson went on to have very successful careers despite not winning.
It shows that talent doesn't always come out on top in these shows.
Oh, completely, yeah. It's almost never the case, actually, that the most talented person ends up being the victor.
So let's go back through these items from number 10 to number 1. Adam Levine's quote, number 10. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 9. Pakistani drone attack, number 8. Immigration reform, number 7. Michelle Bachmann retiring, number 6. More Ricin letters being sent, number 5. The Chinese hacker scandal, number 4. Syria, number 3. The IRS situation is number 2, and Eric Holder in the Justice Department is the number 1 item this week as they review what's going on with journalists, or at least try to. That's it from this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods, watch award-winning documentaries, attend exciting panel discussions, discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the Expo Hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.